Famo Nation, what I'm reppin'. Pop raised me as a weapon. It's soldier over here and I don't fuck with half-steppin'. Double trays, I throw it up, cause I'm the only one gon' bring it up. Real in the field, I stay lower to the soil. I stay away from lanes, cause they game smells full. I be working and turkin' in the midst of turmoil. The devil tried to take my body, so I gave him war. I'ma fight him, and fight him, and I'ma fight some more. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, or nada, no way no more. They forgot I had the mafia beside me. Go boy, stay focused on the mission. Ain't gon' lie, my penny picture. I've been on the bottom, had dreams of being richer. You shining, I'm grinding, can't you see the bigger picture? I'm laying out my game, the points are coming swifter. Used to serve you off the plate, Pablo, give you a sniffle. Now we worldwide live jerking, better catch my ripple. We be working, ain't working, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shift. We be working, ain't working, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shift.
First thing first, mind your fucking business. You ain't famo, you ain't shit, I can't fuck with you. YL, no, I do not leave a witness. Nothing personal, I'm all about my business. That's why I'm so low, only care about my pocket. I'm watching you pocket watches, you motherfuckers, not stopping me. Keeping all the profit, no limits, you ain't stopping me. Money making animal, untamed, watching. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You can't do it like I do it, no, no. You say you bet your dollar, walk around here like Apollo. Stop the blow up, we all know that I ain't yo.
We be working, ain't jerking, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shift. We be working, ain't jerking, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shift.
I'm stepping while I'm repping. Forget the disrespect and watch us working and jerking. Jerk King steady jerking every day. A new fan stack growing like old man. Pile it up then add it. Multiply back at it. Get a lot of ice heat. What happened to the crack addicts? Every way we chasing guava. From the time of popping collars. I top it with my pop shit. I learned to stretch the dollar. I'm working and jerking, famo moving fast pace.
We be working and jerking, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing. A nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shit. We be working and jerking, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing. A nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shit.
What's jerky? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033. So I see that's me. You dig? This is Famo Nation Forever Radio Jerking 101 Volume 66. Man, I'm gonna be bringing you to the Soldier Report. You dig? Y'all got none other than the Mr. bringing you the Soldier Report, man. So within the Soldier Report, man, ain't no telling, man. I'm gonna do some topic talk, man. You're gonna hear some information, some news updates, motivation, inspiration, and a whole lot more, man. We got a lot coming. I got a lot to talk about with you and touch on, you dig. So make sure you catch the shows, any shows, man, that you come in late on, any shows you want to catch up on. All shows can be replayed at any time. You can catch us on all the streaming, major streaming platforms as well, man. You can catch us on our Facebook radio page, your Famo Nation Forever radio page. All the show links be on there as well. You can tap into that. Also, man, we got our podcast up now, the Famo Nation Live. Got a big, big interview with Mark Scheiss coming up real, real soon. So y'all make sure you tune in to the podcast to catch that, because that's going to be dope. Big shout out to our sponsor, GT Digital Deeper Entertainment. Y'all already know what it is, man. Appreciate everybody that's been tuned in, been rocking with the shows, man. Hitting likes, replays, listening, downloading, streaming them. We appreciate y'all. Greatly appreciate y'all. Now, man, we got to say, man, one of the things I'm going to talk about in this segment, man, too, is with the young kids rapping You know what I mean? And the younger kids rapping too, man, because I think it's crucial. You know, I know it's a big part of the community. It's a big part of the culture, right? It's a big part of the culture. So if things out there, especially it's been a lot of things on social media for the past couple of years and beyond, you know, kids rapping and rapping a certain type of way. You know what I mean? Rapping about certain type of things. And these are small children and little kids, you know what I mean? So we're not talking about young, you know, right now, young adults. Or older grown people. We're talking about kids right now, right? So it's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people have been glorifying and a lot of people pushing. They feel like ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? They, you know, and they got their reasons and it's respected. You dig? But I'm going to give my perspective on it and I'm going to give my outlook on it. And we're going to chop on that too. So we got some other things we're going to do. So again, if you want your music heard, man, you got to contact us to open up that line of communication so we can holler at you and tell you what you need to do. So email us at choponitradio@gmail.com. Again, all free opportunity, man, now comes with our brand ambassador opportunity, right? So how cool is that? Not only do you get to have certain placements for free, but you also be able to get to learn to be the brand ambassador so you can add that to your repertoire, know how to rock and roll with that for future opportunities that might come your way. You dig? So we're going to get into this mix, and when we come back, man, we're going to get into this chop. Let's go.
Another yellow tape roll. How much more they think we finna take though? Motivation is racial. See it in their facial. That black heritage is hateful. Can't separate yourself. You can look in the mirror but can't face yourself. Eyes on the prize so they watching us. Been shining like diamonds since time and when I was in theory. But clearly the ancestors near me. Oppression fears my potential. Overcoming the monumental is minuscule. Monuments removed of the genitals. In the pivot through time. Black lives taken by the thin blue line. If good ones exist, step up, now's the time. Gotta pick a side, ain't no fence straddling where we ride. Black lives is being lynched when they built them statues. Cut excuses straight to what matters. You missed the Motowns, that shit ain't gonna happen. Wave your red hat, tell me why you mad then. Scream all lives with the passion. Let me tell you a little secret that you don't know. Raising your youth to a world that they won't know. Their beliefs, take them to the grave. But you'd rather take it to the stage, Jay. Probably should've retired at your age. Instead you looking goofy getting fired at your age. If that's the consequences for ignorance with the beliefs that was in them since they was little kids. Fuck them, who to save their youth? Break them chains, cause doubt they wanna be like you.
Ride. Are you down to ride? Stand up for your life. Justice on our side. We know wrong from right. We can't let that slide. Justice on our side. Are you down to ride? Are you down to ride?
Give him a chance, then he went on his rant. Talking about Betty Walls, he don't know what he's saying. He picked a side. Now here come the fans. Never thought wearing a mask was a political stance. But they die for him, they hit stands. We drink a bucket of beer for a chance in his stands. And I don't understand how you could ride. You think it's okay to kill a man and fill a seat with the windy drop loose? Or you let his unrest grab your rifle. Scream America waving a flag. The indoor society was a war with his own country. Think about that. Treason is the reason that you're wearing that flag. Yep. And it ain't about heritage. Go to church, leave yelling the N-word. Your heritage can't think. I never thought of going over the speed limit. Now I get pulled over, fair, I'm screaming, I can't breathe. We must
fly. Are you down to ride? Are you down to ride? Just on our side, just on our side. We can let this fly, we can let this fly. Just on our side, just on our side. Are you down to ride? Are you down to ride? Just on our side, just on our side.
All right. Big shouts out right there, man, for the demand for justice. Y'all go check it out on the Push Audio where we ride, you dig, and also Lane Ron, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check it out as well. So let's break into the topic, man, of these kids rapping. We talking about these young kids rapping. Now, of course, man, kids rapping and expressing themselves through music and whatever genre they choose to do that, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? That's cool. That's good to learn and express themselves as creativity and as art and as a craft as well. You know, they get to learn about it and learn everything about it and, you know, be able to do it. Now, a lot of kids are very talented, man, and can pick up rapping and run with it and be very good with it, be very great with it and go on and be successful. Right now, this is just my view, just my opinion from my seat, man, from my opinion. I mean, from my position. And it's like this. When you got those younger kids and then they're rapping about shooting and killing people, harming people, selling drugs, you know what I mean, in the strip club, these type of things. When they're rapping about things that a grown, you know, like a guy of the street, a woman of the street, a person that's, you know, out doing these type of things, and when they're rapping about that as a young age in the lyrics, now, this is how I see it. If they're doing it in a way as, this is what I see, you know, when I get up, or this is what I see in this. But using it as a message to you that I'm staying away from this, or I don't want to be like this, or, you know, that's the wrong route. Now, if they're attacking it in that type of image, if they're attacking it in that type of mindset, then I'm all with it. You dig? But if it's to glorify that type of life, if it's to glorify the destruction, the murder, and all of that type of stuff, nah, man, that's foul, it's wrong, and it's lame. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how good the child is and all that type of stuff. Now, it's just my view, because it's a lifestyle to come along with that. And it's a lot of people who have lost their lives. It's a lot of people who are in prison right now. It's a lot of people who are felons still. You know, it's a lot of people who are legal restrictions and all kind of different things because of the lifestyle that, you know, a lot of us chose and a lot of us took to be a part of. And some people that still live in that lifestyle, right? So for them and for a child to take on and acquire that energy that comes with those words, that energy that comes with that song, the energy that comes with everything about it, and to let that seep into them, to control them, to keep making more and more of that type, then that, to me, that's very crucial in a bad way for how I see it, because of the whole pushing that image, that whole death and destruction. And the death and destruction of people that look the same, and just everybody, the no respect, the no honor, the no loyalty, you know what I mean? That's what's getting pushed out there, man. And, you know, for a young child to be talking about selling drugs or to be packing guns, and in real life we are losing kids at these ages from this type of stuff, right, from overdoses, from gun violence, senseless gun violence, man. We're losing kids to these type of things. So to hear a child rap about it in a way that's glorifying that is really damaging to the community, it's damaging to the people, and it's damaging to themselves, because it's at that age and those ages, man, you know what I mean, that death and destruction should not be, you know, something that they want to glorify. But that's the thing, when you grow up in the culture, right? You go up in a culture, depending on, you know, who's over you, and sometimes in often cases, depending on yourself, you got a choice to make, you know what I mean? And a lot of times we make that choice to, that's what we like to glorify, even as kids, that's what we make. And we could be getting told something totally different, and that's that choice we make, you know what I mean? And if we're not getting that other realism pumped into us at all times, if we're not being able to see and understand and be taught the reason why we're told, no, you can't listen to this, or the reason why we're told, no, don't rap about this, or don't, you know, put this type of message out there, because it wasn't explained to a lot of us like that, you know, we rebelled. So what I feel like is, when you see kids like that, man, that have that talent and they have that amazing ability to be able to take words and put them into musical form, man, and create masterpieces or create something that's hot, why not, you know what I mean, counsel them? Why not get around and wrap your arms around them kids, man, and help or assist with them and their message? You know what I mean? Because that message is crucial. And at that age, there's so many kids out there that could have inspiration, could have motivation, just like there's so many kids out there that could be led to follow. So anytime you're in the limelight like that, you know, especially for a child, you know what I mean, being in the limelight, you're going to have other kids that's going to follow. You're going to have some that ain't going to rock with it, but you're going to have a lot that's going to follow because you're the cool kid. Right, you're the cool kids, you're flashing money, you know, you up with the gangsters and all of this type stuff. So that's going to be, you know, something a child says, oh, man, he got everything. But on the flip side of it, kids lose their life at that age. Kids get all kind of things happen to children at that age, man. And, you know, that's just not the image I feel like that a child should be putting out there in a way that's glorifying it. Now that child and that youth is putting it out there in a way that's, you know, that's saying, hey, you know, however you want to slice it, but not glorifying it, but more as teaching and, you know, this or speaking on the things that's damaging to the community or that's hurting the community and these type of things, or the route that he could have went or she could have went like so many others, but because they didn't, just anything other than glorifying the death, the destruction, and all of that type of stuff, man, because we as adults know what comes along with that energy. No matter how good we can say, hey, man, he was hard, man. Remember this rapper right here, man? He started out when he was that age. Yeah, but you don't see what goes on behind closed doors in people's everyday, day-to-day life. You see what they want you to see. So you don't see all the other stuff, right? You don't see the stress and the anger, the animosity, or the things that they deal with personally that they might have to see counselors for. You don't see none of this. Unless they want you to see it. But the energy of a child, man, the energy of a child to be able to put that out there like that and do it in a way that's glorifying, in a way that's be made to seem cool for profit and for gain, then you got to look at it as well. That's like selling the community out. That's like selling the culture out. That's like selling the life that they speaking about out. One of the things in the street code, right, is you're not supposed to be talking about certain things like that in your music. So if you're already going down that road, how really is it true to what you're even speaking about? Because you ain't lived it yet. You know, a lot of them things they speak on, you ain't lived it yet. So, and if you have people that's allowing these kids to do this, then, hey, ain't nobody else can really stop it. We could give our opinion. We could say how we feel. But at the end of the day, it's the guardians and the adults that's around that allow this to manifest. And once it manifests, it might manifest and bring a lot of money and bring a lot of success. That's, it can happen that way. But what else come along with that? How many other kids now is influenced by that same energy? How many kids now, you know, instead of wanting to be this, now they want to be this hardcore, young, new to life, gangster rapper, trap rapper, drill rapper. Now look at how many other kids is going to be persuaded by that. And we know in their times we didn't do shows and we didn't talk about the stats of what's going on with kids. So we know the stats of how much anxiety they dealing with, how much stress they dealing with, and depression they dealing with. We know about that, right? So now here this comes, and you plant that seed in the mix. You plant that seed in the mix. So what about all those kids that's not going to get famous? What about all those kids that's not going, that type of lifestyle is going to end up making them or causing them to lose their life or causing them to get sick or causing them to overdose? See, when you get grown and things, you know, you get more, you'll say you grow more. And you'll say grown, but when you grow more, especially in your mental, you see things a lot different. So, yeah, it might be seem cool for some giggles and views and likes and clicks. But the reality of it is that's going to influence a lot of kids that's not strong enough right now to face some of the things that come along with that. Right now, a lot of kids that's going to get influenced is not going to have that money. They're not going to have that fame, right? You dig? They ain't going to have that spotlight. So when they try to walk those same steps, it's going to be totally different. And when they try to walk those steps and it ends bad, we can't say that these things are not helping influence these kids because it's playing our nations, right? It's playing out in their actions. And on top of what's already going on, right, especially with our young males and our young females, especially with our young males, only ignites fuel to the fire. And what it does is it's attacking our babies. You're allowing it to creep into the very essence of purity in these kids that's new to the world, fresh to the world, man, and they learning their perspectives and they seeing things and getting excited and learning this and this and this, and then allow this path to walk. Right? What about the kid that's not going to get famous? What about the kid's family who's not going to support it? And then since he ain't gangster like that, appearing to be gangster, rapping about what he didn't see, you know, he wasn't around to see people get robbed and pushing dope and all this type of stuff, and he's rapping about education there. How many kids in the school gonna rock with him? When this person here got older gangsters and older people like this and talking about strip clubs and all, let's see. So that's what you gotta look into, man. So like I said, if you're doing it, if the child is doing it as far as in glorifying the street life, nah, man, I ain't with that on no levels. I ain't with that on no levels, man. Even if you're in the street life as a child and you living it like that, and that's what you're speaking. But to be glorifying it, I mean, come on, it's 2023. We know that that type of lifestyle keeps you away from certain mental advancements. We know that type of lifestyle keeps you away from certain type of life advancements, right? Not saying it 100%, but most of the time that's what it leads to, right? And it carries along an image. And if you got to hide it, it's not worth being a part of, you know what I mean, as far as in who you are. So, you know, it's a lot of people that are who they are, and then when they go to their jobs, they're someone else, you know what I mean? But if you can be yourself in all situations and feel good about it, then, hey, can't nobody take you nothing. But as a child, how do you even know who you are? As a child, how do you even know the abilities you have or the much power you can have? If you ain't testing as a genius, right? If all these test scores with these kids that we talking about is rapping, is not qualifying them as a genius, then they still need to be molded and they still need to learn as well. Because there's some stories out there with some kids that's geniuses. And they going around teaching. They didn't already, you know, declared doctors and all kind of stuff. So that's a whole different case. Them people, kids' mind frame is way, way advanced. Talking about kids that's not like that, but very smart, but want to be rappers, gangster rappers, talk about the dope, talk about the sex, talk about the murder, talk about the guns, talk about everything that us as adults in the community are fighting to stop. Right? We pushing to stop. We pushing to stop the senseless gun murders. We pushing to stop the kids overdosing and getting on this type of thing. So how can we as a community turn around and support these younger men who are rapping and who are pushing this type of stuff? See, you go from kids, now we go to the younger men. So younger men, same thing. It's so much else out there in the world that you could rap about, but it don't limit yourself to only being able to speak about those type of things. When you get to be the young man, don't limit yourself, and that's all you can talk about is the destruction and murder, right? The destruction and murder is the only thing you can talk about, and you are not advancing. You're not elevating, right? Your mind, when it comes to making music, is not elevating. So once you start elevating, you'll see that a lot of that music cannot be placed on certain things that can actually be beneficial for you. You start seeing that the energy that come along with those songs. But then when you keep up and you follow statistics and you follow data, you start realizing that that genre of music in the whole music scheme of things market can drop and it can become less profitable. And if that market or that scheme, if that market or that genre becomes less profitable, then what does that tell you? You got to do your research and get your knowledge up, and this will tell you what happens then. But far as in that culture and that lifestyle, if you're tired of seeing your partners getting killed, if you're tired of watching your cousins and stuff getting locked up and losing their license and stuff, how can you continue to support and push the younger kids when they do it? Like when you're grown, you grow. Damn it, you do what you do. You did what we talking about, young men and kids, you know what I'm saying? So at this age range, man, you still, it's a crucial time for you because that's going to determine a lot of your music direction for at least the next few years, right? Until something tragic happens or you might change your direction or change your image. But you're going to base your whole image off of that. And look what that brings versus some you being diverse. Being diverse. Not saying you got to stop rapping about it. Hey, you do what you do. You somebody over you that's an adult is allowing you to do it. So it ain't nothing we can say. This is just how I feel about it. But look at everything that you could tap into as a child rapping about in these day and times. In these day and times, in 2023, going into 2024, as a child rapper that's real good, that is hotter than probably grown men and grown women, why would you even choose or allow that child to rap about the street life? Obviously, you're not doing your research, and you don't really know the information that you're supposed to know. Because if you did, you would be molding that child in a total different direction that would benefit them and whoever they want to benefit for the rest of their lives. Think about it. One of the greats, one of the GOATs, man, Michael Jackson. Rest in peace to him, man. We all know the story. We all grew up with the story. We watched it and everything. Started as a child and everything. Now, he sung and stuff, did his thing. But look at his name. Look where it still holds weight at. Right? It's just one thing. It doesn't matter if you're a child, but your message, your energy, your direction, whatever you pushing out there, man, that's what's going to return back to you. When you go out in public, man, as a child, and people see you on YouTube in these videos and you rapping about the death and the destruction and the murder, when they see you in public, that's what they associate with you. Just like me, when I come on air, man, and I'm firm and I'm strong on certain things, and certain people see me online and I speak how I feel on certain things, when they see me in public, that's what they attach with me. I don't have no problem with that because I'm grown. But now think for a child. And think from you from the urban areas. So everywhere you go, so when your face get out there and they find out, okay, that's that child that be rapping about this and rapping about that, look already what you're building against yourself. Let's look at the reality of it. Look what you already building against yourself. And then look what you're building for yourself and how many that's going to influence. Look at the power that you have, because you have more power than the adults in that situation when it comes to music. A child can come out, make a fire song, man, and get a far, far, incredibly huge youth fan base, right? For adults, sometimes it take a while, sometimes not, but most times it take a while to build up. But the youth, man, they attract because that's something that they can relate to. That's something that you're hearing them talk about, man. It's kids right now that's third grade, second grade. If you listen to them talking when they out playing or when they out the park and these type of things, they cuss like grown gangsters. They cuss like grown gangsters. They talk like you would hear, like we would hear people our age would hear. The OGs and stuff, talk how they would talk and cuss and hanging out, you know, people drinking, getting feeling good, doing their thing, how they cuss and party and act. That's how you hear these kids at this age talking. So that's an energy, man. It's an energy thing, and it comes along with the culture. And that's one thing in the culture that we got to alter. And we ain't got to make them stop rapping because they're good at it. They got a gift and they got a talent, and it might be something that could be beneficial for their life. But the death and destruction, we know that ain't. We are old enough to see raids, RICO charges, deaths and murders, all of this type of stuff ourselves, right? We done seen it when it comes to the game, when it comes to the music. We seen these things. We know these things to be true. So why motivate these kids to go down the same path? Can't do that, man. Can't do that. I ain't with it. I don't agree with it. Not saying they shouldn't rap or shouldn't make music, because music can be a key for a child. Music can be a tool for that child. It can be something that they're very great at and can learn to be even more great at. It's just the molding in the direction. And if the molding in the direction is there, then it can go on to be blessed. But whatever they put out, that's what they're going to attract, right? And we know what happens if they pop as a child and they get signed to certain people, man, we know what happens. And then when they get grown, they come back and they tell us their story, and they tell us the things they've been through, and they tell us the things they had to go through, and this and this and this. So we know. So it's really on the leadership, the guidance of these kids. These kids are allowed to do this, and the people that's over them are allowing them to do this. They ain't supposed to listen to nobody until something tragic happens. All right, that's my take on it. I'm the Mr. Man. Hey, catch me next time. It's the Soldier Report, man. Ain't no telling what I'm going to bring to y'all, man, but make sure you catch me, man. Also, catch me upcoming with Mark Scheiss on the Famo Nation Live podcast. You already know what it is. And if you got something you want me to touch on, email me. TapOnTheRadio@gmail.com, and I'll get back with you. Until next time, man, y'all keep it jerking. We out.